This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome, friends, to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Why? Because of you. You're the heroes. You get the trophy. Or the MyPillow. Or the...
Is it a participant trophy or is it an actual championship trophy?
No, I think it's... Well, yeah, you're right. If we give everybody a championship trophy, then we're kind of like...
Everybody's a winner in this show.
Anybody that's listening, they're a winner in our book, and they make us champs when people count up how many listeners they have. First of all, K-Fire 550. Okay, in and of itself, is the most listened to radio station in the entire state of North Dakota. Okay, number one, nobody even close. All right, so now. Then you add in, of course, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC, KTGO, boom into the Bakken. We saw a lot of folks, KTGO listeners, yesterday. That was a lot of fun up in Tioga. You combine all that together, and, you know, it's a large audience. And I don't say that to pump us up. I do it for two reasons. One, a fact check, because you hear something different from the people who have the same last name as somebody running for the U.S. Senate. I don't know who would that be. I don't even know what I just said there. But second of all, because of you, we want to say thank you. So it reminds us to express some gratitude and say how much we appreciate you, the fine audience of the program. We're in the 11th hour of election 2018. We're in the 11th hour of the election 2018. I have a little dilemma today, so I'm going to do a MyPillow poll. And the MyPillow poll, for folks not familiar with that, means somebody is selected from those that text a answer in to win a free MyPillow. And Todd has now a new boatload of MyPillows in his office.
Well, it's just a box load. It's not an entire boatload.
It's a case. It's,
case?
A whole lot of good night's sleep. These are the premium ones, too. They're really nice ones. So don't steal any. These only go to winners. That isn't for you to sneak into K-Fire and steal a pillow that I told you the K-Fire.
I already got a couple, so I don't need to steal. No,
yeah, exactly
whatever
right.
else might. I may need to get a locked case for those things.
There you go. You number them. Anyway, the MyPillow poll question of the day is, should I go see Joe Biden or not? Joe Biden is here today for Hillary Heidi. Heidi Hillary. Why do I mix those two up? Why do I mix those two up?
How Freudian a slip can you get?
Kevin, do you have any idea why I mix those two up?
Because the hair
absolutely.
Color is completely different.
Come on. If you think about it, let's just go back to how you, I know exactly how you mix those up.
Half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
She is going to be.
I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
One of the greatest.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Greatest president.
I'm very proud of the Iran nuclear agreement.
Of the United States of America.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
That we have ever seen.
The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. And I am going to make that case every chance I get.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton because she is going to be one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America that we have ever seen.
Okay, that's why I mix it up.
Because, that was why, yeah.
Yeah, because you play that in your boombox like on a loop. That's what it is, Kevin. I've got that, in my head. Chris Berg on Point of View.
Him.
Yeah. Chris Berg on Point of View plays it all the time. Anyway, so that's why I mix it up. But Joe Biden is coming for Heidi, not Hillary. But I don't know why. I really don't.
Kevin, your mole over there, is that the deal? And you just
he's my mole,
starting
yeah,
to realize
yeah.
that?
And in fact, that's what he was for Halloween. One big mole. He was a mole. But anyway, You're messing up my flow, Todd. He's throwing me off my game. He's keeping me sharp. So here's the deal. Here's the text question. Should I go see Joe Biden? He's at the Fargo Air Museum at 11 o'clock today. By the way, Cory Booker is in Mandan tomorrow. Should I go see Cory Booker? Todd, do you remember Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey who was running for president?
I've got a Make America Great Again shirt and a Trump 2020 hat. How much you give me to hang out in that crowd with that on?
You should. I think they're going over at the Pipefitters Union in Mandan tomorrow. I thought they were going to go to Kiss Livestock because I would have paid big money for that to see. I don't think he'd have been welcome, if you know what I'm saying.
I was going to say, you think we're going to really end up with that unfriendly a territory?
Well, here's why I'm confused. So anyway, text me and my pillow winner by the end of the show, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. All you got to say is, yes or no on going to see Joe Biden and Cory Booker. I honestly normally am inclined to do so, but I'm so perplexed by the here. I've seen Joe Biden already. I suffered through a very boring speech of his in Grand Forks at the Democratic Convention. But Joe Biden and Barack Obama, Cory Booker, Hillary Clinton, this cabal of liberals coming here when the president has the highest approval rating of anywhere in the country right here is the dumbest thing politically Heidi Heitkamp could ever do. So maybe she's not running to win the Senate seat anymore. Because these two have a little something in common, you know. They're both running for president, Joe Biden and Cory Booker. I think this may be about 2020, not about Tuesday. I'm serious. There's no other way to explain
what?
It. There's no other way to explain it. What's your question, Tom?
Oh, so we're campaigning for 2020, the 2020 presidential election now? That's what this is about?
Well, they are. Cory Booker and Joe Biden are.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So she would probably want to, suck up, for lack of a better term, schmooze. And buddy, possibly have a
implying that they're admitting to themselves that they may not win North Dakota. Do you really believe
correct.
That they can admit that to themselves?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now,
Wow. Again,
if I was a Kevin Cramer supporter, I wouldn't think that way. I would say, I'm not taking anything for chance. I'm going to get out and vote. I'm going to be there. But look, I'll give you an example. 1,000 people went to see the son of the president in Williston, North Dakota this week. Okay, I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. Okay? The son of a president. A sitting vice president just 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago, is flying into Fargo today, the Fargo Air Museum, and I don't think there'll be 1,000 people there in a community, whatever, 4 or 5 times bigger than Williston. So my point is, there are not enough liberals that love Joe Biden or Cory Booker to be motivated to help her. So it is not a political decision. It's very weird. And I think it's also proof of something we've been talking about for a long time on this program. Remember the Veritas video? The Veritas video. This is the one I have in Slack, if you could play that one for me, Kevin. The Veritas video, which was not covered well by North Dakota media, which I know is a huge surprise to those of us that believe there is a enormous bias among the newsrooms in North Dakota. They call themselves journalists because these undercover investigators, reporters, went to Heidi Heitkamp's own office, Washington, D.C. in Fargo, talked to their staff, and one of them said this about Heidi and her plans after the election.
After the election, if and when she gets reelected, she's going to be super liberal.
Laughing about it, she's going to be super liberal. Okay, so after the election, well, guess what? It's a few days before the election, and Cory Booker and Joe Biden are coming to town. Super liberal, enemy of energy in North Dakota. Hillary Clinton. I did it again. We're not going to shoot in fracking. You're done. And Cory Booker is one of those inciting the violence that's going on these days. Play folks Cory Booker in case they missed what he actually said and challenged liberals to do. Roll.
Before I end, that's my call to action here. Please don't just come here today and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
Yeah, folks. Get up in the face? What are you asking them to do? Same guy.
Inside a riot?
Yeah. Same guy. Weeks ago, it was at the Kavanaugh hearing, trying to get those folks all whipped up. Don't forget that mob. Remember that? They had to drag somebody out of there every 15 minutes. They were screaming and hollering, and he was loving every minute of it. And then saying he was going to release records, even though they were classified. He didn't care if he went to jail, and oh, my gosh.
Because that's what wins the swing vote, is throwing a temper tantrum.
This just doesn't play in North Dakota, and maybe I should go. Maybe I should go so I can see it firsthand. I don't know. But I want your advice. I don't know what to do.
Again, I got my Trump 2020 hat, so.
Yeah, you could do that.
Wasn't Biden the guy that was going to take him out behind the woodshed, too? And
yeah.
If they would have been in high school.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. By the way, a texter just says, Booker, that reinforces my not voting for Heidi. No, and hell no. Yeah, no kidding.
Hell to the no. Sugar-coated. Tell us how you really feel.
Text me if you're going. And by the way, the breaking news of this hour is that Todd Mitchell will be interviewing Heidi Heitkamp at 3:30 this afternoon and is looking for your help to ask questions because she's welcoming calls. So we'll tell you details on how you can do that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. I'll go ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Let's chat today on What's On Your Mind. Ed Schaefer will be here in just a little bit. We're going to talk with him about why he's voting no on measure number one. Next hour, Ryan Rauschenberger will be here, state tax commissioner, one of our Countdown to Election Day candidates. We did, by the way, invite Kylie Overson to come on the program, and she said no, she was going to be focusing on voters. or something
to
that
effect. We don't have any of those, do
we? Right, yeah, I didn't quite understand what that meant, but, you know, the campaign.
You want to talk about a radio show with most, the highest ratio of likely voters? This is it right here.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I think that means I don't want to debate, but she might get asked about her role in outing wrongly as sexual assault victims as part of the Heidi Heitkamp.
Yeah, she was quick to put the halo on her head on that one, wasn't she?
Yeah. So anyway, I guess that's what's going on there. She's doing a duke and a dodge. But Ryan's here, and I'm glad. Okay, so we have that coming up in a little bit as well, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Going to go to Jamestown in just a moment and talk cattle. That's what Daniel tells me that Jeff wants to talk about. I get one or two lines about what they want to talk about. Fuller in Mapleton wants to talk about Joe Biden. See, he's on deck, and that's all I know. And that's fine. I love it. I love knowing what you want to talk about. 800-228-0550 is the number to call. Now, I also need to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, our friends at Mineral Tracker. Watford City Company. This is where this company was born. Great technology. Part of the McKinsey Minerals Management Team. Jeff Comer and his crew up there. Great job they do with a wonderful piece of technology. Mineral owners use this mineral tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interests on easy-to-use platform. It's affordable. You get a one-month free trial to give it a shot, and you get mapping and storage features. It's really the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments and also track what you can expect in the future. And again, 1 month free trial. info@mineraltracker.com, or just go to mineraltracker.com and check it out. But if you want to send an email, you go to info@mineraltracker.com. All right. Okay, so as I mentioned before the break, a little bit of breaking news here. Todd will be interviewing Heidi Heitkamp. You may remember that there was a scheduled interview. Senator Heitkamp did not show up. We didn't know what was going on. Todd's like, what the heck? It was confirmed. It was all set. They rescheduled it, to their credit. And it is happening at 3:30 today, and it is a interview in which they welcome callers. That's what they told you, right, Todd?
That's what they said.
So here's what we suggest. It's not going to be on our show, for obvious reasons. We've got the one interview per century that Senator Heitkamp has agreed to allow us, and that happened already.
Century?
Maybe decade. But anyway, already after the controversy over... Where is my news article on that? Speaking of which, we talked with her right after the controversy on the ad for the whole Me Too thing that they were trying to do. I was amazed to read Jack Dura's story in the Bismarck Tribune yesterday. That, which by the way was a good story. I sometimes am critical of North Dakota media, but I thought Jack Dura did a fair job of talking to both Congressman Kramer and Senator Heitkamp about their sprint to the finish, but. They were talking about October was a bit bumpy for Heitkamp, who opposed Brett Kavanaugh, his confirmation, and she apologized for a newspaper ad that misused names of women who experienced sexual assault or domestic violence. The ad, a response to Kramer's comments in a New York Times interview. Heitkamp said her campaign continues its attempts to reach out to women whose names were misused in the ad. We're going to try and make this right, she said. Okay. Anybody remember when that happened? Are we 2 weeks, 3 weeks out from that now? And how many were there that were in the ad that did not give their permission? Some were in there and were identified as sexual assault victims who weren't, so they certainly didn't give their permission. And others were sexual assault victims but never said that it was okay to use them for political gain, exposing their personal pain. I think it was 14. Does that number sound right to anybody else? I think
12, right in there.
12, 14. Yep. I thought that's what the number was. Todd could do a little fact check on this ahead of the interview. But I think, Todd, this is the number one question for her today. And that is, okay, you know, we're 2 weeks, 3 weeks after, there are 14 people, and you still haven't talked to some of these people? But you're very concerned about it? I mean, I'd make that my number one priority. I don't get it. So that's a little bit odd. But if you would like a question of Senator Heitkamp, to be considered by Todd, the radio god Mitchell, who will interview her at 3:30. Here is what we have set up. The 855 This is the hotline. You write this number down. 855-200-1776. What's on your mind hotline has a feature where you can just leave a message. So you call that number and you press 2, and that allows you to leave a message. If you press 1, you get routed right into us here on the show, which won't do you any good to talk to Senator Heitkamp. Here's what I'd suggest. Use that line, 855-200-1776, to just ask a very simple, quick, basic question of Senator Heitkamp. They only have 10 minutes, so you can't leave a two-minute question. It won't get used. But if you call in and say, Senator Heitkamp, how in the world could you have voted against the tax cut? Here's how many more employees we have. Here's how many more bonuses we have as a result of that. Or, Senator Heitkamp, you said you were going to go to Washington and work with both sides and you'd fix what was wrong with Obamacare. It's 6 years later and it's not fixed. Aren't you to blame for the threat to pre-existing conditions? You got to ask it like that. Very personal and very quick. Just trying to save Todd some editing. But I'm saying if you want your question...
Well, we only have 10 minutes anyway, so we got to make the most of it.
Yeah, and what's most important to you, let her know. Let her know, right from the heart. Whatever it is, whether you agree or disagree with her, this isn't about anything other than that. But I applaud her for taking calls with Todd this afternoon, 3:30 K-Fire Cafe. So check that out. And call and ask a question. Let's get to Jeff in Jamestown. Talk some cattle. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Have you or Todd ever ranched or farmed for a living?
Have I ever farmed or ranched? Is that what you're asking?
For a living, yes.
For a living, no. My grandfather, my uncles do, but no, I've been nowhere near any kind of ag operation in a sense of owning or operating.
Make sure your knowledge here. Yes, I listened to the re-recording last night, and Kramer was speaking, and he said we should sell our beef abroad in a continental group. So apparently he wants me to merge with Mexico and Canada with my beef here. I raise the best beef in the world. You really think I'm going to mix mine with Mexican cattle?
That's a choice you have. I mean, I love the free market solutions to all these questions on labels and where you sell and who you sell with and what's happening. That in my mind, that's the way to go.
You asked about cool, and he fumbled and mumbled around, couldn't really come to an answer, but he thinks we should sell cattle in a continental group. That doesn't represent me because there's a big difference between Mexican cattle and the cattle we raise here and the quality of the meat. It's night and day. And that sounds like a monopolistic idea.
What's your solution in 10 seconds, Jeff?
I want country roads and labeling, irregardless. Done.
Right. And others do as well. It's great. I mean,
we can't
I'd go out there and advocate for it and make sure it happens. Without the government doing it, in my opinion. But anyway, I appreciate your call. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant is one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying thousands of U.S. troops are scheduled to be deployed to the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps by tomorrow. Detailing plans yesterday, the president insisted that people in Central American caravans won't be allowed to enter the United States.
We have about 5,008 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
Reports are the president's considering sending as many as 15,000 active duty troops to the border. Hundreds of Google employees, most of them women, are planning to walk off the job today to protest the company's handling of sexual harassment allegations. Workers are upset the company paid millions of dollars in exit packages to male execs who were accused of harassment and did not disclose what they did. The walkout expected to happen at almost two dozen different offices around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. I want you to think about your bottom line. You own a business. You own buildings. You own operations. You're thinking about bottom line. And inches make the difference, right? Sometimes inches make the difference. And that's where our friends at H.A. Thompson come in mind, because of the incredible efforts they're doing for businesses across the Northern Plains. 600-some buildings are saving money every month because the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons maintain all the mechanical heating and cooling systems. They're doing that for big employers, for big names that you'd know, manufacturers right now, and they can do the same for you with the Link Service Contract, all right? Allows them to provide you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. Call 701-223-3393. Or online at H.A. Thompson, H.A.T. and Sons, rather, .com, at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Since 1908, H.A.T. and Sons, .com. Do you have Joe Biden ready to go there? I got a text from a listener during the break, and it said something about a woodshed. And I said, what's he talking about, like a woodshed there? And Kevin reminded me that there was a little comment from Joe Biden about the old woodshed. So go ahead and roll that.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
Well, the gym, not the woodshed.
Oh, wow. Big man on campus, huh?
Big man on campus. I like that one. Joe Biden, by the way, will be in Fargo today, the Fargo Air Museum, campaigning to help Senator Heidi Heitkamp and her election, re-election efforts against Congressman Kevin Cramer. Texter says, I don't have a woodshed. I have a knife-throwing range, sword-cutting targets, and gun range. No, wait. I do have a woodshed. Nothing to worry about. Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means, but I think it means you think you're tough there, Joe, with your little woodshed, your little behind-the-gym there, that deal.
You know what's weird? He doubled down on it later. He doubled down like a month ago.
He asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
He said it again.
Yeah. And I'm reading a few of the texts you're sending in. Leave the perv Uncle Joe alone. He has that whole perv problem. If you've ever YouTube, it really is creepy. I have a hard time watching it. And it is largely when he's in these photo opportunities, sometimes for members of Congress being sworn in, where that he zeroes in on one particular member of the family, usually a, you know, like teenage or early 20s, girl. And he's very inappropriate. That's what I'll say. He's just very inappropriate. The texter calls it, perving out. I can't disagree with that, but oh, my goodness. Some folks are saying don't go. Kevin in Montana says go. no, Biden's not worth your time. So continuing to save your time, save your gas. Another, I think you should go, says Andy, you can break it down for us just exactly how stupid he was. Well, we'll have the coverage. I'm just saying, should I go there and, you know, try to get a question answered, whatever. Keep those. The text poll today for the Free My Pillow is Joe Biden, Cory Booker coming to North Dakota. Should Scott go? Cover it for you, be part of it, or ignore it. First question. Second, Heidi Heitkamp's on with Todd Mitchell this afternoon, 3:30. Question for her, call us, 855-200-1776. We're going to chat with Ed Schaefer in a moment, but we already have a suggested question for Todd for later today. Go ahead and roll that, Kim.
Hi, this is a question for Todd to ask Senator Heitkamp. This is John from Fargo. Senator Heitkamp, you've been asked repeatedly about an ad claiming that Congressman Kramer raised his own salary. You have not yet defended the veracity of that claim, and that is the question. Is it accurate to say that Kevin Kramer raised his own salary, or is that a falsehood? Thank you.
See, that's the kind of way to do it. You're very succinctly asking the question, and keep it short because, as we mentioned, he has 10 minutes. So first, you know, start. Others welcome at 855-200-1776. Press extension 2 and just say what you want to say. And I could play for Senator Heitkamp later today. All right, Ed Schaefer's on the line. Ed is, of course, former North Dakota governor, former ag secretary under George W. Bush. And we just call him Ed around here. That's what he tells us. Hello there. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I think I heard Nancy there, too. You and Nancy
are... You did. We're, hello to your listeners. We're talking to you from just coming in from a beautiful walk in the North Dakota Badlands. We're out in western North Dakota in Medora, and it is a gorgeous morning and a fall day.
That is awesome. In a community Harold built, right? How about that?
That is for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. There is so many fun things there. Medora is just a gem. We're so blessed to have that place for sure. Wanted to talk to you about a couple of things related to the election coming up here in a couple of days. And I heard your conversation with Steve Hallstrom and the crew on the Need to Know morning show on our flag this week or last week. I forget when they all run together, but they were asking how you plan to vote on Measure One. And I thought it was one of the most eloquent and powerful answers on that whole issue. So I thought, hey, let's talk a little bit about today for the statewide audience on what's on your mind. Why are you a no on one? Did we lose Ed? Ed, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Oh.
It's like a bad joke here. If I introduce him three times, it'll take the cake. Who did I just do that for recently when we finally?
Oh, it was last week. I forgot. I finally got on.
There's nothing worse, you know, than while we're waiting to get Ed back, let me get to the calls here because a few have been waiting for a while. Let's see here. Steve wanted to talk about Joe Biden. Steve, go ahead. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
Wow, wedding today here.
Is it Halloween today?
It was yesterday, wasn't it? Ghost in the Machine or something left over.
Daniel, how we doing? All right, Ed's back. All right, let's chat with can you hear me now, as they say? Hi, Ed, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I could hear you before. Can you hear me? Oh, is the question.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on, but we got you back now.
I think it was some of Heidi's dark money that was jamming the airwaves here.
I think
not,
so.
When you, when Russians.
You know, when you have millions pouring in by the minute, and Cory Booker and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and everybody emptying their bank account for you, yeah, bad things happen. So, okay, so same question, Measure One, you're no. Why?
I am why for this. Yeah, first of all, you know, we all need to understand we want ethics. We, you know, we want good, solid character in our political process, and I work with a national group that's trying to, you know, clean up the money
politics. You know, the examples that we're talking about is, you know, $12 million coming into Heidi Heitkamp because she voted an abortion issue and the way people wanted her to vote on. You know, so, you know, the whole political scene today is be driven by obscene amounts of money and people that don't have anything to do with the electorate or care about who we are or what we do or anything like that. It's just, you know, getting particular votes for a specific interest, and it's sad. And so, you know, the Measure One has popped up because of some of that. And here's my concern. Separate the issue of do you want good ethics in government? Of course we do. For this particular piece of legislation. And you have to know that I was involved in the beginning. I was working on some of the language, some of the, you know, this was a bipartisan effort and an honest one. And Dina Butcher, you know, the Republican who was on the bipartisan, what they say is a bipartisan thing now.
And what they say is a Republican.
Well, you know, she's a good person. She's got an honest heart. She's, you know, has a good feel for this. The problem is it got hijacked by a group of very liberal Democrats that want to use this as a political weapon. And when they haven't been able to win offices, then they say, oh, here's a problem. You know, there's an ethics problem, or we got to attack these people because they're bad. We got to do that. So specifically my concerns about the issue are this. One is it's in the Constitution. It should not be in the Constitution. And the argument that the proponents of this legislation say is, oh, the legislature is going to fix it. The legislature is going to do it. So don't worry about it. Here's the deal. If the legislature puts $500,000, if the legislature puts $1 million in it, if the legislature puts $5 million in it, it's in the Constitution. That means that's a priority over education. It's a priority over health. It's a priority over safety. It's a priority over books and schools. It's a priority over our roads. I don't think that's appropriate. So this constitutionality of this is a difficult thing. Secondly,
before you move from Constitution, can I remind folks, this is the first time in North Dakota history that a constitutional amendment overrides every other article. I mean, that's staggering. That alone is reason to vote no. I mean, that's why you have policymakers. They're doing this by, you know, with California and Massachusetts money. So on that constitutional point, I think that's a deal breaker in the whole thing. It's really bad.
Yep. And it would be the only thing in the Constitution that allocates money in a budget. And that is, it's just inappropriate. So, you know, that's a huge concern. And like you say, I mean, that's the number one issue, that why it should be rejected. Secondly, what we've seen in government often is when you have pools of money, and that money isn't being used, they'll find a way to use it. And, you know, I'm concerned about some of the issues in North Dakota. We certainly can, you know, define better some ethics. The governor's come out with a good ethics policy now for the governor and the cabinet. And, you know, all those things are in play here. But here's the thing. I know that if in this particular case, if we have an ethics commission and we have staffed with the ethics commission employees and we have an ethics commission budget, if that money isn't being spent on honest, good ethics investigations, they're going to go hunting. They're going to go trying. They're going to go turn and rob.
Hunting.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's going to turn into Robert Mueller, right? They're going to turn into Robert Mueller and witch hunts in North Dakota. Go hunting. That's a great way to put it. Hang tight, Ed, if you would. We'll continue after the break. More with Ed Schaefer talking about Measure Number One after this timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Did you know the United States has the largest reserves of coal in the world? How about that? We're lucky. And it's affordable. Lignite coal, for instance, in North Dakota, abundant, affordable, secure energy source. It is critical to our region's businesses, homes, manufacturing sectors. The world's second largest reserves of lignite right here. The entire world right here in North Dakota. Gosh, isn't that something? And according to the Energy Information Agency, coal is an energy source, the energy source, for about 46% of the electricity used in Minnesota. That's 66% of the electricity in North Dakota. Find out more and be a part of this team. Affordable, reliable energy. Secure our energy future. SecureEnergyFuture.org. That is the website. It is a great resource. We appreciate this industry and all they do very, very much. 10 before the top of the hour, more with Ed Schaefer. So your point before the break, I think, is really good. We're talking Measure 1. We're going to talk about a couple other things, just the overall political environment, too, before we let Ed go here. But your point on Measure 1, on, you know, this pot of money that goes somewhere. And, you know, I've often said, show me the problems here. I don't see these, you know, is there corruption in North Dakota? I've not seen it. I've not seen it in the political operation at all. And when there is a mess up, somebody, you know, stubs their toe, it is identified, it is fixed, the process works. So I don't understand it. But your point is, you know, pot of money there, they're going to use it. They're just going to go basically hunting for stuff, whether it's there or not, right? Ed, are you there? I heard some clicking around there. Ed, can you hear me now?
Are we there?
No, I hear you. Yes.
You do? Okay, all right. There, you know, we have to be careful of all this language that we shove around here, Scott, because there's a huge difference between corruption and an ethics investigation. You know, I mean, ethics investigation are, you know, did you take a vacation? Did you take a vacation and then you came back and the legislature excused your absence and paid you with taxpayer dollars anyway, you know, during the legislative session? You know, that's an ethics issue to me. Corruption is if someone, you know, does something dastardly that is taking money and then hands their own pockets. You know, like you were talking about this, you know, Heidi's ad out there, or her caller when I was on hold there, you know, call in with a question on Heidi running an ad that is purely false, that's been proven false, that's an absolute lie. She's got her name on it, said, I approve this message. That, you know, that is awful. And in my opinion, that's a corrupt ad and a corrupt act.
Here's something I don't understand. I'd love for you to clear up for me because, you know what? First of all, what you just described, I couldn't agree with anymore. And by the way, charities are impacted by this. Churches are impacted by this. ACLU has come out and said, hey, your free speech rights are threatened if they do this because you won't be able to say things in this, all under the name of anti-corruption, as you say. Very good point. Why aren't Democrats opposed to this, too? Because this is bipartisan bad. I mean, this really should be, Democrats need to understand it's a terrible idea. I mean, why do you think this isn't more of a bipartisan opposition to this thing? What do we don't know?
Because, well, in my opinion, it's being driven by a group of disgruntled elective office holders, tried to be elective office holders, who didn't make it. So they're trying to figure out reasons why they didn't get elected, just like Hillary is still running around trying to figure out why she didn't get elected. It's the Russians. It's the, you know, it's Trump. It's the bad guys. It's, you know, the deplorables. You always have to figure out a reason. That's what's happening with this ethics issue. And here's my third point, and we're getting to my other third reason that I really would like to ask people to consider. When I was trying to get my effort in on some of the language and how this could come out so it would be an appropriate piece of legislation, one of the things I was concerned about, and still am because they didn't take that into consideration, is the privacy issue. So we have to be very careful on using this type of thing as a political weapon. And this particular initiated measure is fraught with being able to be used as a political weapon. And here's how it happens. 6 weeks before the end of six weeks before an election, I can bring a charge of ethics violation against my opponent. For 6 weeks, I can run an ad every day, or I can flood the market with dark money like Heidi Heitkamp is doing and say, my opponent is under ethics investigation. Every day, I could do that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, not to mention your point on the private.
It could be totally false.
Totally on the privacy point again. So that's why churches and charities are against this. Anybody that donates to a church and a church then goes to the legislature for something that would impact their church, their donors have to be ultimately released publicly. Same thing with charities. Makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
I only have a half a minute left, and you've done a very good job of telling us why Measure One is a bad idea for both Republicans and Democrats, by the way. What's going to be the headline on election night?
I think the headline on election night, I don't know. I'm worried about what the election is going to be on headline. I think Republicans win in North Dakota. I think our statewide office holders win. I think our congressional candidate wins. I think our Senate candidate wins. And I think North Dakota is going to be on the top, once again, on Republican solid conservative leadership leading this nation along the way it should be going.
Great point. Thanks, Ed. Great to talk to you. We appreciate you very much. Your best. Have a great time in Medora.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for sound government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.